Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Reverse Forecast podcast with me and Harry. We are currently sat, suited and booted in Harry's house, ready to go on the Wednesday, having just heard that Nicky Henderson is basically not running any horses. Our biggest handicap, fancy of today, lucky place, looks seemingly more unlikely as the more horses are pulled
very
up.
Very scary pick now.
A very scary pick. And, I mean, there's a few good bets today, which we're very much looking forward to, with Ballyburn, Factor Far, and El Fabiello. What did you think of yesterday?
Very good day. As I say, my favourite part of the day is the Supreme, because my heart races so much. It's actually like beating out of my chest, and I feel like I was going to have a heart attack. And even though we didn't win in it, still it's
most
just
positive heart attack ever.
Even though we didn't win in it, it was a very exciting race to watch. Obviously, Slade still won quite nicely. Stayed better than Mystical Power. But yeah, yesterday was a very good day. Corbett's Cross was probably the highlight in the last.
Wow, that was easy.
Very
and Gaelic,
impressive.
Wow, that was easy.
Oh yeah, Gaelic as well.
I mean, we had a few winners yesterday. A few good bets came out winning, but we kind of left with a bit of a bitter taste of going, oh, we did super fancy Lossie and Corbett, and then kind of backed out as the ground got softer. But luckily, we still ended up on top. Today's a very exciting day, but we are going to be previewing the Thursday. And the Thursday's a big day for us, because tell them why, Harry.
We are actually doing a mark in your card in the box on Thursday. So we are going to be with Rex and Lorcan talking through.
That's Rex Dingle and Lorcan Williams.
Rex Dingle
jockeys.
And Lorcan Williams talking through our fancy. Big up to Alex, Finn's dad.
Big up.
shout out there. But yeah, it should be very exciting. We've got some good fancies, I think. Especially, I think.
Yeah, Thursday's looking strong, and it needs to be strong because we've got an audience of 30 people following our tips, and we better find them some winners.
Exactly. Let's get into it.
Let's go. The first race we're going to look at is the Turners. This is, well, the market is now joint favourites, as I see it, with Fasol Vega and Grey Dawning, but it was looking like a very English-dominated novice chase, which is something you very, very rarely find nowadays, and I think Grey Dawning is going to take the beating here. I love the way that he won last time out. He would have beaten Ginny's Destiny 100% at Cheltenham if he didn't make that mistake two out. I think he's going to stay all day up that hill and really push them right to the last bit. I think Fasol Vega, we don't know if he stays 2.5, the ground's soft. Who knows if he'll get up the Cheltenham Hill. I do think he probably is the classiest horse, but I don't think that everything will fall right for him in this race. Ginny's Destiny, I don't see a chance having. Rocco Unexposed, we have no idea. Obviously, previous Cheltenham Festival winner, in with a chance. I'd also give a shout out to Jello at 22-1. I think that horse is a lot better than his last two runs, obviously falling early on, two starts back, and then finishing second last time. And I think he's got a lot more class, but I think Grey and Dawning is going to take a hell of a lot of beating here. What do you think?
Yeah, it's an interesting race now. Fasol Vega's come here. Fasol Vega obviously is a classy horse, but I find quite an untrustworthy horse in recent times. And I think I'm with you here with Grey Dawning. We were at Cheltenham watching it when it smacked
the second last,
and then still stayed on well. And he was giving Ginny's Destiny £3 there. Now they're off levels, and he's probably improving. He's probably improved for the step back down. I think he's more of a 2 mile four horse. I think he'll love the wet ground on Thursday as well, because I think there's a bit of rain coming in.
Yeah.
So I think 11-4, Ginny's Destiny for me.
Ginny's Destiny.
No, sorry, not Ginny's Destiny. Grey
Ginny's
Dawning.
Destiny. You're kidding me, Harry.
That's gonna jinx it, isn't it?
That was a full well worded mouthful, and then you said Ginny's Destiny.
I was looking at Ginny's Destiny. I was like, oh. But yeah, Grey Dawning for me.
Yeah,
not,
well,
not
done,
Ginny's
well done,
Destiny.
Well done. By the way, if I'm sounding a bit ill, I'm sorry about that. I think day one's antics are catching up with me already, and I'm only a quarter of the way through. But we're soldiering through already. Next race we're going to look at is the Potemps. This is a 3-mile handicap hurdle. And the market is headed by Cletus Poulour for Gordon Elliott. This is 7-1. Cuthbert Dibble, Johnny Dineen's favourite horse, at 9-1. Even that's testing me.
Galth Chill. I'm glad you're doing the pronouncing.
And here, next in the market is IK Allen at 10-1. And I think this horse is going to take a lot of beating in this handicap. I backed him Antipost for the Triumph a couple of years back, and I thought that he had every single chance, and I think he's a really, really classy horse. I think he's been set up perfectly for this race. Willie Mullins, Mark Walsh, JP McManus, I think he's got a lot of class, which some of the other horses don't have. I still believe he's unexposed. He also... Remember, he came third at Gouet behind behind Zarek the Brave, which is a really good run. Ran twice that week and ran two great races. I mean, I can't see any other horse in this race being able to do that. And I think he might just have the class edge over the rest of them. And past him, I'm not really seeing anything. I think it's one of the few handicaps where I might just have one bet. What do you think?
Yeah, I was saying to you before we started recording that I just really liked the run last time out, how they just sat at the back. And I think they were trying to just protect his mark, but get qualified for the Potemps.
That's the issue with the Potemps. Like, the form leading into it is so confusing because nobody really tries.
Nobody really wants to win. They want to just get qualified. And obviously, Classy Horse back in the Triumph. Was fourth to Vauban, beating Alette Tomp, who's a grade one winner. And I just think he's plotted up for this. I think JP...
Plotted up.
Plot alarm. JP wants a winner. Another winner. Mm. And he's going to get one in iCare Allen at 10-1.
There you go. The next race we're going to look at is the Ryanair Chase. This market's headed by Envoy Allen and Stage Star, 92 joint favourites. Banbridge, third favourite. Conflated 7-1. Capodanno, 17-2. Protector at 11-1. Ahoy Senor, 12-1. And 16-1 Bar. What are your thoughts on this?
See, I was looking through this, and I know yesterday we were talking about Stage Star. Obviously, he jumps very nicely from the front. I like that. Envoy Allen's obviously a very classy horse. Won the Ryanair last year.
And I think it'll be disappointing if Envoy Allen wins age 10.
I don't know why. I'm having a soft spot for Capodanno. Obviously, last time at Cheltenham, ran very well, beating the Real Whacker and Stairway Fate. Anahoy Senor, it looked like a canter. It was very, very easy. I think 17-2, around 7-1, is a big price ring. Bearing in mind, Banbridge probably won't run in this, I wouldn't say. Conflated, been very inconsistent this season. Unseating rider on his last two starts. You can't have him. So I think I'd be with Capodanno each way here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if the ground was coming up anywhere near good, I'd be absolutely all over Banbridge. I think Banbridge is probably the classiest horse in this race. Envoy Allen, I think, has had his time. I'm not sure a 10-year-old should be winning this. Conflated, you know, placing the Gold Cup. Very smart horse. He's chosen this race over all the others. He was going to go cross country at one point, didn't school very well, could have gone to the Gold Cup. And it's chosen here, so you've got to respect him. I just think Stage Star might win. I think Paul Nichols needs to have a winner somewhere. I think Stairway Fay will get beaten today, and I think his winner will come in the form of Stage Star. I think last time was obviously super disappointing. I didn't know why he ran in that handicap. I mean, Paul Nichols knows more than me, but I wouldn't have run him. I mean, but you know, it is what it is. And I think he's going to step back to his old form, and I think Stage Star will take a world of beating.
Are you trying to tell Paul what to do?
Yeah, mate.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, obviously,
you were the one saying that the other day, I'm pretty sure.
Obviously, yeah, I didn't agree with it either. Capodanno each way. I do like Stage Star as well. I have to give a shout out to that. So maybe Capodanno each way and Stage Star for the win.
Ahoy Senor is obviously a classy horse as well. I mean, interesting price at 12-1. I mean, I could be interested in him each way, but Stage Star would be the best.
I want a little stayers tilt from Ahoy Senor.
Stayers tilt.
Stayers hurdle tilt.
What do you mean?
Do you not know what a tilt means? When you aim at something, you tilt.
Oh. Yeah. He's not running in the stairs.
No, I said I wanted one.
Oh. Yeah,
I wanted him to have a run in the stairs hurdle.
No, 50 to 1.
Yeah, juicy. Exactly. Right, moving on to the next race. We have, I think it's Finn's. Finn's one he's most looking forward to, the stairs hurdle over 3 miles, which you wouldn't think he'd be
looking for. That is incorrect. Not most looking forward to.
In betting sense, I think.
The stairs hurdle, I mean, I find it bitterly disappointing every year. I mean, I don't really know what I expect, but I feel like in the recent times, we haven't really had any world beaters in the staying division. You've got Tiupu heading the market here. Crambo, second favourite. No W8s after this, so get out for Porter. If you look through the market, no W8s, 9-year-old. So get out, 9-year-old. Flooring Porter, 9-year-old. Home by the lead, 9-year-old. Paisley Park, Cider Burley, Dashiell Drasher, 12, 12 and 11. And it's just asking for something young to come in here. You've got Crambo, 7-year-old, and Tiupu, 7-year-old. I mean, Tiupu has had some unbelievable experience for a 7-year-old. And I think last year was unlucky to not win. And I think this year he is just an absolute stonewaller to win this. He's my bet of the whole festival. And I think if you can get 2-1 for Tiupu, you should take every single penny of yours and put it on him. I think the way that he's been profiled is perfect to win this race. He likes being fresh. They've looked after him. He beat Imperi Pass over 2.5 miles. I'm not sure any other horse in this field would do that. And I just really cannot see him not winning, if I'm being honest with you. It's going to be a painful one if he doesn't, is all I'm saying. So, yeah. What's your opinion?
I'm all over it as well. We'll love the mud in the ground. He'll spoon it up and... I think He's now into 7-4. He's getting quite short. I'm obviously going to give a shout out to Cider Burley.
I mean, we've obviously got to give a shout out to Dashiell Drasher as well, considering we're in the box with them.
I think he'll run a good race. He always does.
Always does.
I think he'll get a place if you get 6 places about. 5 places.
I like it.
A little each way for Dashiell. But yeah, Tiupu on the nose. You can go to the bar and have a Guinness after. Simple.
The next race we're going to look at is the Plate. This is a 2.5 mile handicap chase. This is one of the talks of the festival is Crabilly's in this race. It's been backed in heavy to 4-1 favourite. I expect the money to keep coming and keep getting shorter, to be honest. Johnny Dineen, who are our god, the man we look up to. it has this as a bet the whole festival. I mean, I completely agree that I think this has absolutely every single chance to win this. I think the handicap mark is very, very generous, and I think he will take an absolute world of beating. But I don't really want to go for a horse like that. I mean, Ilrodoto comes in here at 14-1, who's proven as a handicapper at Cheltenham, proven that he'll run his race, and I think he could go somewhere close. You've got James de Burley, who's been favourite for a lot of big handicaps in Ireland this year. He's off top weight, makes it tough for him. Arctic Brazil was expected to be a lot more than he has been. Shake Him Up Harry, who you won some money on last time, and you might have
Charles
an opinion.
Day against Stage Star.
But nothing is really screaming my name apart from a Crabilly's win in this. It is boring going for a favourite and handicap, but I just do think that he is perfectly profiled to win this. What do you think?
Well, I was in the festival. I said to you, I was all over Theatre Man for the Ultimate. I thought he after his run against Ginny's Destiny on Charles Day, he stayed on so well. And I think surely he wants the step up in trip. He's now coming to the Plate, 2-mile 4. I think he's too short. I mean, I wanted to back him, but at 9-2, I can't back that. So I'm going to have a little each way on Ilrodoto here, because I know he'll run his race at Cheltenham. He loves Cheltenham. And that would be my pick each way. And maybe I've put something on the nose on Theatre Man, but I'll have to wait to the day, wait for a little drift. But at 9-2, I can't back that currently, but I would give that a shout.
There you go. The next race we're going to look at is the Mayor's Novice Hurdle. This, for me, is probably the race of the meeting. I really, really wanted to see Queen's Gambit in here. We don't have her, which is sad. But, yeah, I mean, the market's headed by brighter days ahead. Hype Horse, Jade DeGruji, second favorite, Dysart, Enos, and then Golden Ace. Golden Ace is the big fancy for the yard. I mean, I love the horse. I think it has absolutely every chance at 14s. It's got a smart turn of foot. Beaten by Dysart Enos in a bumper at Aintree. But I just think he's looked really smart last time. Who knows what the form was of that, really. And I just, you know, he's getting £5 off Jade DeGruji and Brighter Days Ahead. I think he's got a smart turn of foot. He could track them, maybe pick up the pieces at the end. But looking at the way the Irish horses are dominating us, I mean, it is really tough to have a very strong fancy on a Dysart Enos and Golden Ace when Jade DeGruji and Brighter Days Ahead looks so impressive and come from the right country. And I think Brighter Days Ahead might just bolt up in this, and all the right people think that it's going to win. And at Cheltenham, you've just got to listen to them.
Yeah, I very much agree with everything you said there. Obviously, Dysart Enos has been campaigned to get the £5 in hand. Obviously, bolted up at Aintree last year, and he's come here unbeaten now. And unbeaten it over hurdles. And if there wasn't an Irish standout like Brighter Days Ahead and Great, then I'd be all over Dysart Enos. But just because Brighter Days Ahead has won very impressively, obviously,
you really do have to listen to the hype as well.
Irish horses have been dominating the first day, and I just think Brighter Days Ahead, Gordon's going prime for this. It's probably his best chance in the festival. And I think Brighter Days will go win.
Tiopu, mate. That's the best chance of the festival.
Well, I don't know. Brighter Days Ahead, maybe.
Tiopu. Come on.
Right, and we're moving on now to the last race of the day. We have the Kimya. I've got a very big fancy in this.
Oh, go on.
I got told about this Wacker Clan, and I went and looked at its form, and it looks like a plot. Henry de Bromhead, 14-1, raced in Cheltenham in October over fences and beat Twig, who ran a very good race in the Ultima yesterday, second behind Shanti Classico, and also beat Am I Right, The Wolf, loads of good horses. And he last time out ran over hurdles, Finn.
I love it.
Protecting his mark, getting a bit of fitness in, because he hadn't run since October, so he's got a run in February. And I think he might be handicapped perfectly to win this. And at 12, I think you get 12s now. That might just be my each way fancy of the festival. Each way fancy
Jesus
of the festival.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I might have to listen to that and follow him with that bet. But I want to give a mention to Gitmaker here. I think Gitmaker is a smart horse. Really liked him when he beat Super Survivor at Lingfield two starts back. He went to Ascot, kind of got bumped around, and didn't really ever properly get into the race. I mean, when you're in these kind of amateur rider races, you've got to look at the jockeys, and the jockey does make a more significant difference than in a professional race, as the standards are very different. Gitmaker's ridden by William Biddick, who is the most winning jockey ever in the Southwest point-to-point scene. He's good enough to be a professional, better than most professionals, I'd say. And I think at 25-1, he's definitely got a squeak each way. I think the horse has got a smart turn of foot, and I think he'll run up the Cheltenham Hill well. It's just, I would like to see goodish ground for him to really show his turn of foot and kick up the hill. But yeah, I just thought I'd have to give a mention to Gitmaker each way at 25-1.
Do you know who else is in here? Reed to Return.
I know, but it's not actually in it yet. It's a reserve.
Is it? Oh, okay.
It's second reserve at the moment.
We'll see if that gets in, but yeah, that would be a very interesting...
Christopher Woods, first reserve, and Rita Return, second reserve.
That would be a very interesting watch if it runs after its poor jockeying on... December meet?
At Cheltenham, November meet.
That was not very good at all, but yeah, I would be interested to have a little each way on him if he gets in as well.
And that's the end of the card on the Thursday. That's I think we found some winners there. I think you've obviously got Tiepu, which is definitely going to win. And I guess each way. So you got the nap of the day, the nap of my nap of the meeting, and you got the each way nap of the whole festival as well.
Yeah, very interesting. Looking forward to it. Should be a very nice day, and hopefully the rain isn't too much. Well, you're hoping it will be for Tiepu, but for the sake of my clothes and my hair and me not being cold, I hope it doesn't rain.
Your precious hair.
But yeah, thank you very much, and we hope you will have a good day.
See you in the next one.